السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
ومن هنا أقول إن الدعوات لم تزل واحدة وبه يتبين معنى قول ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه كم من مريد للخير لم يصب. وحتى لا أطيل عليكم أرى لزاما أن أجد في صلب الموضوع مباشرة فقد يحتاج كثير من المخالفين بأن تطبيق هذا الدين تماما على نحو ما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه يعد رجعية في زمن التقدم العلمي والتحرر الفكري والحرية الشخصية. وهنا أتذكر قول الإمام مالك رحمه الله تعالى لن يصلح آخر هذه الأمة إلا بما صلح به أولها. ومحو معنى قول الإمام مالك هو عين ما عرف اليوم بالسلفية أي الرجوع إلى ما كان عليه السلف الصالح وهم أصحاب النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ورضي الله عنه وكل من أتى بعدهم وسار على نهجهم. وما دعوتهم إلا التزام توحيد الله في ربوبيته وألوهيته وأسمائه وصفاته والتزام كتابه وسنة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم في فهم دينه الذي ارتضاه لعباده بفهم لا يتجاوز من كانوا في العصور المشهود لها بالخيرية في قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما أخرجه الشيخان من حديث ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه خير الناس قبلي ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. فاتقوا الله عباد الله ولا تجاملوا أحدا في دين الله واعلموا أنكم موقوفون بين يدي الله ومسؤولون فانظروا بماذا ستجيبون الله الذي خافيه. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الواسع العطاء المستحق للحمد والثناء وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تفرد سبحانه بالعز والكبرياء والديمومة والبقاء. وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله إمام الأنبياء وسيد الحنفاء صلى الله عليه وعلى آله الأتقياء وصحابته البرة الأوفياء ومن اتبع أثرهم وسار على نهجهم إلى يوم تبدل الأرض والسماء. أما بعد فيا عباد الله فإن جملة ما تقدم ذكره هو ما يسميه خصوم أهل الأثر بأسماء لا صلة لها به فقديما قالوا عنهم حشوية نابتة مشبهة مجبرة وما إلى ذلك من ألقاب ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان. وها نحن ذا في العصر الحديث نسمع من يصفهم بأوصاف لا تمت لهم بصلة غير أنهم كسابقيهم إنما يريدون بذلك تنفير الناس مما هم عليه من التزام الكتاب والسنة على فهم سلف الأمة ليكون لهم تأويل فيكون لهم تأويل لهما به الأسلاف الكرام. لذلك نجدهم يوصفون الدعوة الحقة بأسماء رجال ليوهموا الناس أن هؤلاء إنما هم رؤساء جماعات وزعماء فرق وأحزاب. ووالله إنهم أعني بهم مقتدي هذه الأسماء لأكثر الناس يقينا أن هذه الأسماء مما وصفوا به وأنهم أن هذه الأسماء بريئة مما وصفوا به وأنهم إنما هم على الحق سائرون وأنهم للناس إليه داعون. فمما يشيعونه بين العوام من أوصاف لصدهم عن أهل العلم في العصر الحديث قولهم إلى صلاتكم ترحمون والله يعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون.
يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.
الله أكبر. سبحان الله. يا الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم انت السلام انت السلام لا اله الا الله.
Release or lose, and not on my time that people will understand.
be when Allah Ta'ala has ended up the messages that He sent down for mankind to worship Him through with the message of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the message of Islam. He Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala guaranteed the remaining of it without any changes on it, without any corruption, without any destruction that might occur on it as the previous messages. And when the mothers saw, and we know that the struggling and the battle between the truth and the false is still continuing until the day of resurrection, until the hour, so it is well known, and it is well known that it is coming to be among the people whom Allah Ta'ala bestowed His mercy upon by giving them the knowledge, by making them from the people of the knowledge, that they fulfill the obligation that Allah Ta'ala has taken from them, as in Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, ayah number 187, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَكْتُمُونَ. And remember when Allah Ta'ala has taken the obligation from the people who the book, meaning the knowledge, the Bible, or even in this Ummah, the knowledge of the Quran was given to them, that they were clarified to the people and never they hide it. And from here, I would say that all the claims which we see increasing day by day, says Allah Ta'ala created the earth and everyone on it, and everyone who has his own claim, he claims that he is upon the truth, upon the haqq. But the one whom Allah Ta'ala gave him brain to think with can know that the truth, the haqq, is only one, and it cannot be more than one. And from there, we can understand the saying of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه when he said, كم من مريد للخير لم يصلها. How many of those who wanted to reach the good, the goodness, the khair, but they did not reach it? Because I don't want to make it too long for you, I find it obligatory that I would need to enter into the subject directly without any further delays. So many of those who oppose it, they have, they say that implementing the haqq, fulfilling the deen, exactly like as what the Prophet has done it, has fulfilled it, and as the Sahaba has fulfilled it, is something, it's a kind of a return to the back and to the old centuries in the time of the modern life and science, and in the time of freeing the people's thoughts and the personal freedom, as they call it. And here I remember saying of Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala when he said, لَنْ يَصْرُحَ آخِرَ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ إِلَّا لَنْ يَصْرُحَ آخِرَ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ إِلَّا بِمَا صَرُحَ بِهِ أَوَّلُهَا. The people at the end of this Ummah would not be about the proper implementing the best of their matter up until they accept. Nothing can correct the people of the end of this Ummah, at the end of the time of this Ummah, except what corrected the first ones of them, meaning the companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, which means the Quran and the Sunnah upon the way that the Prophet sallam either explained to them or approve what they have said of their understanding of it and the like. And the meaning of Imam Malik, the meaning of the saying of Imam Malik, is exactly what is known today with the Salafiyya. With the Salafiyya. Which means referring back to the Quran or to what the past predecessors were upon. And those past predecessors are Prophet Muhammad and his companions, and those who came after them. only to grasp on the tawheed, the oneness of Allah, singling out Allah in His Lordship and His Godhood and His names and attributes, and grasping and holding the Quran, the book, and the Sunnah, the authentic Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In a good way of understanding is the understanding that Allah Ta'ala accepted for the slaves to and this understanding must not exceed the understanding of those who were in the best centuries, as the Prophet ﷺ witnessed hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim in the Sahih of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, where he said, "Khayrun nasi qabli, thumma alladhina yalunhum, thumma alladhina yalunhum." The best people are who are in my century, and then the people after them, and those who come after them. And he said, "Counted two or three centuries after his." And after that, our mention and many thoughts and realities came up on the field. So I said after that, at the end of the first part of the khutbah today, the 30th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1430 of the Hijra calendar, so fear Allah, slaves of Allah, and do not please anyone for him pleasing Allah Ta'ala. Please anyone destroying the deen of Allah, and know that you are going to be standing before Allah, and you are going to be asked of everything. So look what answer you are going to give when you are asked by the one who nothing can be hidden from him, Allah Ta'ala. I said what I said, and I seek forgiveness of Allah the grant for me and for you of every sin, so seek forgiveness as He subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiver, all mercy. And then we began the second khutbah by saying, Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah, the one who gives widely and much, and mustahiq alhamdulillah, is the one who is due for praising. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah with no partner. He subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has the only one who is living permanently, and I bear witness that Muhammad is the slave of Allah, the messenger of Allah, he is the leader of the prophets, and the best of all the Khulafa, sallallahu alayhi wa Allah's peace be upon him, and all of his family, the pure people, and the perfect people, and his companions, those who are the best, and those who follow them on their way until the day in which the land, in which the earth and heavens are changed. Afterward, all slaves of Allah. Verily, the conclusion of what previously we mentioned is what the opposers or the enemies call it. The enemies of Al-Athar, meaning the Hadith, and what is inherited from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they call it by many names that has no any connection to it. In the old days, they used to call it Nabita, Mushabbiha, Mushabbira, whatsoever, from these nicknames or names that they only and Allah Ta'ala never sent it down. And in this time, in our century, we hear from people describing the people of Haqq by description that never has any relation with them or connected to them, as the previous people used to do, the previous Mubtadi'ah used to do. As they only intended to turn people away from the Haqq, which is the Quran and the Sunnah, of the understanding of the pious predecessors of this Ummah, the companions of Rasulullah SAW, whom no one come after them can be like them, rather can be better than them. Neither one Imam nor all the Imams together. Neither Yani Ahmed bin Hanbal cannot equal Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Abu Hanifa cannot equal him, Shafi'i cannot equal him, Malik brothers and sisters, by interpretation of the Quran and the Sunnah, which they, the companions, did not know. They did not know. And that's why, whenever they see the people who call to the truth, who call people to be upon what the Sahaba used to be upon, what they do, they immediately link them to some nicknames, or they give them some attributes that turn the people away from us. They used to call them Ashawiya, this, and today they call them Wahhabiya, Baziya. Wahhabiya meaning Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, Baziya meaning Abdulaziz bin Baz, Albaniya meaning Muhammad Nasruddin Albani, Jamiya meaning Muhammad Aman al Jami. May Allah be pleased with all of them. And up to the end of these silly things that they ought to say, but no intellect can accept it. Rather, person who has knowledge. No person of wisdom or intellect can accept it. Rather, a person who is of knowledge can accept like these things. To turn people away just by saying, these are Wahhabis, don't go to them. What is that? Isn't it exactly what Quraysh said about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He is Sabit, don't listen to him. But those whom Allah ta'ala will, they did not obey Quraysh, they came to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and listened from them. They said, Ya Muhammad, they did not say Ya Rasulullah, because yet they did not admit he's Rasulullah. So they said, Ya Muhammad, tell us what you have. And when he said what he has, they said, we never live like this, ever, ever. We said to the magicians, we said to the sorcerers, we said to fortune-tellers, we said to poets and whatever, we never hear like this speech. This must be from the God who created everything. So, today, why do you want people to be prevented from the ulama of the Haqq? Let them listen. And every man has a brain to think with. Allah Ta'ala distinguished us, people, mankind, from animals by this what is in our head, inside the deer. So why don't we use it? Let's listen to what they say. And they say, قَالَ اللَّهُ قَالَ رَسُولُهُ. So why didn't we turn away from that? Why we turn away from that? That is something very surprising. If they say, I say, or my people say, then leave them away. Don't take them saying. But when they tell you, your Lord said, your messenger said, you turn away, that is really dangerous. That is really dangerous. And in a way, here, and as a conclusion of that, I say, O slaves of Allah, knowing the truth is the best, is the only way, is the only remedy, is the only medicine of all the illnesses, of the creed, of the worship, of whatsoever this ummah needs today. Knowing the truth. How we know the truth? As I said, you know the truth from the Quran and Sunnah. But you never ever weigh the truth by the people. Do not put one man of which you love in one side of the scale and put the truth on the other side and say, oh, the sheikh, what is it? No, that's wrong. That's wrong. Yes, you do like this, but look correctly to what's going to happen. Because what's going to happen is that the side of the scale in which the truth is put in must weigh the other side, not only for one alim or one man, but the whole mankind there. Except the prophets, it will, the Haqq will take him away. Now, anyway, so know the Haqq so you can know the meaning. But don't say, I will know the Haqq by knowing the people. No. You will know the people by knowing the Haqq. Is that clear, Ikhwan? You know the people only by knowing the Haqq. If you don't know the Haqq, you cannot distinguish who is right, who is wrong. You cannot. Simply like any other thing. Simply like any other thing. If you want to know of two people who are speaking about science, who is on the app, who is not, what do? You go and study that sign. If you don't know this sign, you cannot
what? So you know, you need to know this thing that you are going to talk about, so in order you can talk between them. And here, look to what Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah ta'ala said about his sheikh, Ibn Taymiyyah. He said, Shaykh al-Islam, meaning Ibn Taymiyyah, Habib. Shaykh al-Islam is my beloved du'ad. I love him the most. But Islam is more loved than Shaykh al-Islam. Is more beloved than Shaykh al-Islam. And that's the truth. Whosoever name you take it. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq is most beloved to me after Rasulullah. Islam is more beloved than Abu Bakr. What does that mean? If Abu Bakr is found wrong, I will not take the Abu Bakr statement. I will take what Allah said, what Rasulullah said. Otherwise, then I'm going to say that Abu Bakr is better than Muhammad is better than Allah. Which is absolutely wrong. So we have to maintain ourselves to explain why it's for whom they love. That's it. For whom they love. And this is a very dangerous indicator. Why? Because if she is so and so, it's more, it's more beloved to you than Rasulullah, then you need to shirk your iman. You need to shirk your Islam. And this is very dangerous. Yeah. So we have to prepare ourselves to accept it. The haq. Again, it's from forever. If it is a haq and it is evident, why we reject it? Why? Just because so, that's wrong. That is wrong. So I say, O slaves of Allah, the way to know the haq is the Quran and the Sunnah. And inshallah, we are going to explain that more widely in the coming, inshallah, occasions, inshallah ta'ala. But the conclusion of what we previously just said, which I consider the fundamental principle of the Salafiyya, of Ar-Sunnah, whosoever says from Ar-Sunnah to Al-Jama'ah must have these 10 points. If he doesn't have these 10 points, then he must check his way. He must check his way. First is At-Tawheed al-Ma'bud. To single out the one whom you worship and not to know what that means. It means you need to check every worship you do. It does not mean pray to a prayer as a prayer only. It does not mean Hajj only. It means everything. Love, fear, whatsoever. All of what is said in the word, in the explanation of the word, worship, then it must be for one alone, which is Allah. Which is Allah. So if you are upon that, then check the other one. And it's Ibahul Mab'ud. And you have to have the following, the complete following to the one who been sent, which is Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So if you say you are sincere in your worship, but you decide to take, for example, the so-and-so of the ulama saying, which you know very well that it is not based on the deen, and the deen is against it. But you prefer to go with that, then that is an indicator that you are not upon the way of Al-Sunnah. And the third is always you prove what you say by the Quran and the Sunnah, authentic Sunnah. By the Quran and the authentic Sunnah. That is also on the way of Al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The fourth is, do not understand the Quran verses and the authentic Sunnah independently from the Sahaba. And do not either say by your tongue or by your decisions and actions that you make, do not make it to mean that they are men and we are men. Now you better then shave your mustache and beard and wear female dresses. Because this is not the way of men. The way of real men is to follow Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his commandments. That is the way of, and the fifth is, always, you put forth the naql. What is naql is what has been transmitted to you from the Sahaba. From the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba. To put it first before the intellect. Before intelligence. Do not
what you have prayed before, what is proof to you? Now, first of all, you put what is proof to you. And the prayer and intelligence and understanding is only used to understand the verse of the Prophet, not to judge it. You cannot judge the Prophet was right or was wrong in this. You cannot do that. You cannot, simply because anyone speaks from his own desire. He speaks from the wahi, from the revelation. So you cannot be the judge on the statements of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, the sixth is knowing the people with what they have of the haq. And knowing that their speech cannot be used as a proof. No. It needs to be proved. It needs to be proved. And you have to know that the haq, the truth, must be followed. Must be followed. It has the absolute right to be followed. Not anything else. And seventh is that you have to know and accept that refutation of the opposers of the haq is the right thing for the ulama to do. Whomsoever the other is, his wrong, his intention, we do not talk about that. He is given the name of whatsoever. The best of these men is those who repent. Repent once they have given the proofs and evidences in a proper way, they have to repent. They have to repent. And it is not shame, it is not wrong to repent. It is not shame, not wrong to repent. Now, and the ninth principle is that every alim's statement must be put under criticism. Meaning, do not tell me this alim cannot be criticized. What I mean by criticize is the sentence, not the person. I'm not talking about the person. The act, saying, which goes with the sunnah, but we are not criticizing people because they are black or white or short or tall. No, that is wrong. Or they are poor or rich or whatsoever. No. That is wrong. Or by their skin, or he is a labor, a custodian, or whatsoever. No, that's all wrong. What only can be looked to when we discuss or when we talk about criticism is the sayings and actions that we use in worshipping Allah. In worshipping Allah. For example, you do not go and ask a alim which car is better. I buy Volkswagen or I buy, for example, what do you call it? Any chief, any social, this Tata or whatsoever, Tata, for example. And then the sheikh says, oh, that is good. Then you go and buy Tata, and Tata is broke down. So he says, oh, this sheikh is not a good alim because he told me to buy Tata. This is not related to worship, this is not related to worship. When you go and ask about worship, about what brings you closer to Allah, then yes, and not directly, but we can criticize the statement when he says, based on the proof and evidences, based on the proof, and if he has published that in a recording, in a tape, or whatsoever, we can criticize it publicly. When he say it privately, then we also possess privately. When he published it in a book, we only can do that in a book. That is the way to defend the deen of Islam. But some other people say, no, you don't do that, this is shit, so and so. How can you do? Why? Didn't the great ulama criticize each other? You see how Malik criticized Abu Hanifa and Shafi'i criticized Malik and Ahmad criticized Shafi'i and the like, it's why. But this is not that they take him out of the field of what of Islam, right? Unless the person commits or says something that invalidates his deen. even not generally like that, the ulama knows how to deal with such kind of matters. But I want you to understand that it is not when a alim criticizes another alim, then you go and do go be and be very shrewd with the alim which is criticized, saying why they criticize it. This is the way how we defend this religion. When we see the wrong, the one who criticizes can be wrong. The one who criticizes can be wrong. But you cannot just say he's wrong. Where is your belief that he's wrong? Show us the proofs and evidence. Oh, some others say, no, this is not accepted. Some others. You bring me from the Quran and Sunnah and the saying of the Sahaba. This is how we deal with it. And the tenth and last principle of Salafiyya is that no one should, taqleed imitation should not be practiced with anyone without the condition except Rasulullah. He's the only one that you imitate with no condition. And it is obligated upon you to imitate if the word imitate fits it. But I prefer to use the word, but if we would use imitate, which means exactly, then it is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not others, because everyone can make a mistake. Abu Bakr was found making a mistake in some of his rulings of saying, Uthman, this is normal. Otherwise they are not companions, they are messengers. They become messengers. So, this is our way of worshiping Allah Ta'ala. That's what I called it, al-manhaj al-abwab lima yajibu an yakuna alihi kull muslim, or the principles of Salafiyya, haqiqat or qawa'id al-Salafiyya. So fear Allah and watch him as he's watching you, and fulfill the obligation that he took on you, and grasp on the book that he descended for you, and follow the sunnah of the Prophet that he sent to you, so you will be successful in this life and the hereafter, and you will be protected from the evil of everyone who wants to extend this evil to you, and you will be given the victory about everyone else. So do what you are commanded, and I said stand for your prayer, so Allah Ta'ala will bestow mercy on you, and Allah knows what you hide and what you bring. Wallahu Ta'ala A'lam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.
Yeah, Faisal. This is your responsibility from now on. Check it. Huh? Now? Because they say on the internet, this one is not clear. Let me broadcast. Any question regarding the khutbah? Salam.
Before the other, these imams, four imams, Ahmad, Shafi'i, Malik, Abu Hanifa,
Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم the companion. Of course, the Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So if it is by the time, they were, and this is another thing. Maybe they are telling you that because you are telling them, oh, follow Shaykh al-Baz, follow al-Baz. If this is the case, yes, of course. Why do you want me to follow Ibn Baz or Albani rather than to follow Shafi'i and Ahmad? And to me, Ahmad is greater than Albani, Shafi'i, Ahmad. So Albani or Ibn Baz or Tami, although they are very great ulama, but they cannot be equal to Ahmad ibn Hanbal or Shafi'i. Or, and they say that. And they can't say nothing other than that. But the call to these people should be, come to what Allah said. As what Allah Ta'ala told the Prophet when debating the Ahlul Kitab, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالُوا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْءٍ. So, Allah Ta'ala told the Prophet to call the people of this country to come to a bubble, the word that all the prophets agreed upon, or they would say to it. So, here we say, we call people not to the Sheikh I like, no, but to what this Sheikh said, or what is from the Quran and Sunnah. Because even this year, somebody be, I tell you, our Prophet Sheikh Albani is found in some issues wrong. Our Prophet Sheikh Ibn Baz is found in some other issues wrong. Our Prophet Sheikh Uthaymeen, our Prophet Sheikh Abdul Aziz al-Shaykh, they are human. When they do ijtihad, as Rasulullah said, إذا اجتهد الحاكم فأصاب رواجعه وإذا اجتهد فأصاب رواجعه. So they can make mistakes. They can make mistakes. So we want to, if we are going to do a comparison, or if we want to call people to leave this imam or like that, we should tell them to leave them not to another imam, but to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. To Rasulullah. We don't want the Hanafis to leave Abu Hanifa and come to Shafi'i. That's wrong. That's wrong. But we say leave Abu Hanifa, leave Malik, we don't say leave them as ulama. But leave the statement that they made if it is not adhering to the Sunnah. If it is against the Sunnah, they can equate. If it goes against the Sunnah, then why should I follow Abu Hanifa? How did you know that? Is it somebody who received the revelation? So that is the way. But what we found wrong from the and some people, some innocents who want to call people to the Haqq, but they come and approach them that Sheikh Albani said, why you don't follow? Who's Sheikh Albani compared to Imam Abu Hanifa? Who's Sheikh Albani? And if you don't think, maybe Sheikh Albani himself doesn't accept that. He did not use to accept that. So we should be logical. On what principle you want me to go and follow Albani, not to follow Ahmad or Malik or Shafi'i or why? But if it is to say Sheikh Albani has reported this hadith, then we are talking about the hadith. About the hadith. And when Sheikh Albani authenticated hadith, don't take the authenticity of Sheikh Albani as a proof against the others. Example, Sheikh Albani takes a hadith as a weak hadith. And Sheikh Ibn Baz says it is hasan. So how come, on what principle you say, on what basis you say, no, you all should take what Sheikh Albani said. Isn't it a matter of ijtihad? Then khalas. If it is a matter of ijtihad, then what can finalize it is what Rasulullah said. Now, in authenticating the hadith, if it is a man who never known as somebody who is aware of ilm al-hadith, then we don't accept. Otherwise, it becomes a mess. But if he is somebody, Ibn Baz was muhaddith, Albani was muhaddith, so if these two had different opinions,
opinions and one hadith is not, then we don't make a big problem of that, you know. And when it comes to the understanding of the hadith, then it is another issue. نعم الله أعلم. أني هذا كرسي مستر فيزيتر. Now the questions, I expected that today we're going to have a lot of questions. But anyway, I just made that because I see people today are in need really to be taught the principles of the Da'wah Salafi. Principles of the Da'wah Salafi. Because once, a noble sheikh, criticize somebody who's not with him, for example, they will go, subhanAllah, they split, and they make two parties, and each one can say the other, subhanAllah. That's all wrong. That's all wrong. Allah subhanAllah.